an incredible mind, former Navy SEAL bestselling author Matt Bracken takes over in about 10 minutes. And we had such an illustrative call earlier with Kathy O'Brien, a true MKUltra survivor, here to answer any of your questions. And I say, call in for her. And the guy goes, why are you covering for Israel? Dude, all we do is expose the bad of Israel. But they do that to act like we're with Israel because that's all they know. They don't know anything else. They don't understand anything else. And it's just, it's crazy how they need to be, we're the good Nazis, you're not a Nazi, so you're bad. It's retarded. And I'm not mad at the guy, it's so stupid. We don't screen your call. Oh, Alex, you're going to get upset. I'm getting upset because you're, say it. Tell us about the Jews. Tell it. You can talk. You're about to get 3 hours over with Harrison Smith. I'm the one who puts him on air. And he does it from a place of love, trying to get everybody on board. It's just, it's retarded. But that's all you want is to get a clip of me so you can say, oh, look, I'm better than you. It's insane. We have mass trafficking of children. All these intelligence agencies are involved. Israel heavily. We expose it. And you sit there and do that. It's retarded. A few more callers. Lindsay, I'm sorry I can't talk to Kathy. She had to go. Lindsay in Oklahoma, go ahead. You're on the air. Lindsay, go ahead.
Yes, can you hear me?
I can, go ahead.
Okay, Alex, thank you so much for what you're doing, keeping this front and center, this spiritual warfare that we're in and this satanic takeover of the world. You are the only one that's doing it, and I'm a guy that is on the other side of this. I have been a deliverance minister and an exorcist for the last 27 years. And what I've been doing is working with people like Kathy and others who have been run through satanic ritual abuse.
By the way,
and
the Holy Spirit, I'm not acting like some preacher on TV, I mean this, is telling me to have you on as a guest. I'm going to get your name and number, send us your bona fides, because absolutely exorcisms are, the demons are coming out. Tell us what you've witnessed. I'm going to get you on as a guest. I'm going to have you on regardless. Go ahead. Get his name and number. Go ahead,
That'd
sir.
That'd be great. Okay, a couple of things. If you'll give me just a second, I've got a couple of things to impart on you. You know, you talked about the, on the shot, how they were using aborted fetal tissue that was going into the poison shot. My pastor and I, who have been working at this for years, we will get a demon who can speak to a person that's come for deliverance. And the Holy Spirit, a couple of years ago, got us to kind of put us on point that, wait a minute, if they're doing satanic ritual abuse and satanic rituals over the aborted fetal tissues and then putting that into the shot, that has to be a doorway to
it's
the
a,
demons.
It's a sacrament. That's like the golden child they tell you in Hollywood. They need to corrupt the body. They call that unconscious witchcraft.
Exactly. And every demon that we got up in a deliverance that was able to speak, every single one of them started laughing and said, of course, yes, we're coming in through it. And we're bringing in 8 demons. That seems to be the standard into every person for every shot. And that would explain some of the things that we're seeing about some people that we've all witnessed, people that have taken the shots and have had personality changes, and they don't have anything to do with us anymore. They've just completely lost their minds. This would explain some of that. Also, that guy that did the shooting with the Nazi tattoos and the SS on the side of him and the death head, the demons say that they come in through those when you're putting those death images on you.
Well, that's right. The Germans did satanic rituals to empower the twin lightning bolt as a symbol of Lucifer falling as a satanic order.
Right. Exactly. And there is so much more for me to convey to you. I don't want to monopolize too much.
No, listen,
time.
We're going to get your name and number to have you on as a guest.
That'd be great. I would love it.
Send us your info, full name. We'll get you on. No, because we're simpatico. This is what this is. This is, we call it magic. It's interdimensional, folks, which they now with math know is more real than the third dimension. This is a interdimensional assault. Like the Bible tells us, a fallen angel, an alien. Like Kathy said, call it the devil, call it alien, whatever you want. It wants to destroy us. It's a transmission to destroy us and not follow God's plan. A few more calls. I'm going to hand the baton to the great Matt Bracken. He wants to get into Epstein.
Gentlemen, you know the power of turmeric, but have you felt it? Have you tried the ultimate turmeric gummies? The delicious way to harness the ancient power of golden turmeric, supercharged with ginger root and black pepper for maximum impact. Each gummy delivers 125 milligrams of premium turmeric extract packed with curcumin, the clinically studied compound shown to support healthy inflammation response, ease everyday aches, and promote joint comfort so you can move through life with ease. We added real ginger root, trusted for centuries to calm digestion and soothe the stomach, plus a precise dose of black pepper extract with pepperine, proven to boost curcumin absorption by up to 2,000%. That means more of the good stuff actually gets where your body needs it. No capsules, no bitter aftertaste, just one tasty tropical-flavored gummy a day, or two if you're feeling extra, to help you feel lighter, looser, and more energized. Ultimate Turmeric Gummies, ancient wisdom meets modern science in the best-tasting form possible. Grab yours today and start feeling the ultimate difference in health with Ultimate Turmeric Gummies. Inflammation doesn't stand a chance. Get yours today at thealexjonesstore.com.
Aborted babies incinerated to heat UK hospitals. Soylent Green, ladies and gentlemen, is made out of people.
But now children are literally being passed through the furnace in order to fuel hospitals in the UK. They're being sacrificed on the altar of efficiency and prosperity.
What is the secret of Soylent Green?
The powdered flesh from dead babies. Some people believe they can cure disease.
Because of its enormous popularity, Soylent Green is in short supply. Remember, Tuesday is Soylent Green Day.
The supply of Soylent Green has been exhausted. You must evacuate the area.
Today is Tuesday!
The federal court ruled that the shareholders of PepsiCo, Big Bilderberg Group Company, are not allowed to know what they're using the baby parts for in the flavoring, but we already know. So enjoy the flavor.
We're going to get the real solution, which is going to be a combination of death panels and sales taxes.
I'm consistently pro-death. I'm for assisted suicide. I'm for regular suicide. I'm for whatever gets the freeway moving.
Is spending $1 million on that last 3 months of life for that patient, would it be better not to lay off those 10 teachers and to make that trade-up in medical costs? But that's called the death panel. And you're not supposed to have that discussion.
They told me to say that they were sorry, but that you had become unreliable.
Is this the kind of society that you want to live in? Any kind of society that would do this to its children will do it to its senior citizens. It will do it to its dissidents. That kind of society will also eventually turn on its police, on its army, on its prison guards, on the Quislings and the collaborators who make that possible. This is nothing but a suicide cult.
The scoops are on their way. The scoops are on their way. I repeat, the scoops are on their way.
You will find out why Soylent Green means life. You will find out why Soylent Green means death.
We gotta stop them!
What is the secret of Soylent Green?
Soylent Green is people!
It's all an anti-human death cult. And what we call spiritual is really interdimensional proven mathematics, okay? We're electrochemical transceivers, receive and transmit. And there's everything in the universe, folks. You can tune to the Satan channel or the Jesus channel. There's really no in-between. Matt Bracken's about to take over. He wants to get into Epstein, but also Iran and all of that. It's coming up then in 51 minutes, the War Room, Harrison Smith. Stay tuned for that. But real fast, let's go to, who was the next caller? You guys, Project Pegasus. He wanted to talk to Kathy O'Brien, but she had to go. Robin Oregon, go ahead. I'm sure she'll see this later. Go ahead.
Yeah, I'll be as quick as I can, Alex. I'm acquainted with a lady by the name of Lisa. Her father was in government, and he started Project Pegasus as a prelude and with MKUltra. And she's a survivor. The spirit led us together. I've talked to you before, Alex, prayed for you a lot. But anyway, the spirit led us together. And I've been compelled, and she's been compelled, to get a hold of Kathy, them together, so that they can connect the dots. And I'm sure that something good's going to come out of it, not only for them, but for all of us. Her story is quite similar. Shape-shifting family, draconian blood drinkers, satanic. She's a survivor of all that, and it went up until the time, still being targeted, till the time the spirit got us together, and then through prayer, she was set free from it. So the story's quite amazing. And I'm just glad that I was able to get on and tell you about this. And if you want to take my information off air, I don't want to say her
last
name.
Well, sure, here's the deal. Just contact Kathy O'Brien. I'm not poo-pooing what you're doing, but I can't be the air traffic controller of this, but I appreciate your call. Let's take a few more calls. We're going to Matt Bracken. Let's go ahead and go to Jeremy in Missouri. Go ahead. You're on the air.
Hi, Alex. One of the things that one of your first caller, he skated around the topic of Bannon. And I'd like you, since Kathy's not here, to talk about him a little more in depth, because it's proven in the text and emails that Trump's former chief strategist, fired, I think, after not even a year, his campaign CEO, was teaching, and he mentioned the video, he was teaching Epstein how to become a professional liar to skate around his pedophilia lifestyle, to get all these, to coach him up to being a real evil liar. That, you know, what's the timeline of that? But more so than that, Epstein was given, I know he worked for him, he signed some, I don't know, a contract, you know, to do the documentary, but he's getting gifts like $1,000 watches, airfare, trips all over the place, first class, everything. And yet old Bannon, he's not, nobody's talking about this. You know, since you're here, how do you distinguish between a good person and then someone like Bannon, who clearly is in the seven deadly sins of greed, who was never MAGA? He's not America.
Yeah, let me respond to the Bannon thing. I mean, I met Bannon once in person on his show probably 50 times, going to my show probably 10 times. I've seen some of the emails, quite frankly, the ones about delivering sex slaves and draining blood of children and burying dead bodies, and all of that's where I've been focused. And so I've not searched the whole database, and because I looked at some of the Bannon stuff. It's like doing an interview and wanting political power and trying to get rid of the Labour Party and stuff over in the UK. And Epstein was very powerful. I'm not defending that. I'm not Steve Bannon's apologist here. I'll just be honest with you. I have not done the deep dive on Bannon because I am focused on the Trilateral Commission, David Rockefeller, world government, human trafficking, sex slaves being delivered, being tortured, mind control slaves. I mean, it's all, they don't even hide it in here, okay? This is like holy grail stuff. And underground bases under Zorro Ranch. So, you know, I've spent an hour attacking Trump for the cover-up. I can't do 2 hours to prove myself worthy. I'm the only guy that first really reported this on a wide scale. So I've not done the deep dive on Bannon, and I guess I could get around to that. I did see stuff where he's like, I blew up the trade deal that we had with China. Did he do that telling Trump to do it, or did he do it outside of Trump? I don't know. I know General Flynn is pissed off at him. I talked to Flynn this morning. We're mainly talking about other stuff that you'll hear tomorrow. We spent 30 seconds on Bannon. So I'll ask Flynn tomorrow, who is being critical, you're on the air. Why don't you tell us, you kind of mentioned some of it. Well, what is Bannon doing in these emails? Or, I mean, what's there?
One of the things that was very disturbing to me is after he was out of the administration, they were going back and forth about a young female staffer that worked for Trump and insinuating that she was sleeping with Trump, doing other things. He has a daughter of his own, a veteran, you know. And then I look back to what he got in trouble. Trump pardoned him, right? For Colfage went to prison, Bannon got by. He skated by. He ripped off his MAGA for his ball
scheme. Well, I know this. Roger Stone, who I really respect, has always said Bannon is super, uber evil. I just interviewed big guests.
So my point is, this is a guy. It is important, I think, because he's going to run for president. He's already met. He's in your state, I believe, right? His new show is Battleground Texas. He's going to remove Sharia law, and he's going to pick the candidates, and he's going to control who's going to...
Honest with you, I don't follow Ben that closely other than going on the show. Let me say this. I think any political future for Bannon is over. You're here to tell us what else is in there?
Oh, they were making fun of women that were trafficked and brutalized. The descriptions that you give about these horrible crimes. Bannon thought they were funny.
Okay, well, listeners always think I'm omnipresent. I have been following the Epstein list and Mario Nafal and my own crew. And whatever they give me, the Zorro Ranch underground bases, and the Bannon stuff. I know he interviewed him, all that stuff. So, great. We'll cover it all, brother.
Thanks, Alex.
Thank you, Charles in Ohio. And then I got to get to our guests. I'm being rude. Charles, go ahead. Charles in Ohio. Charles is not there. Gabriel in West Virginia, last caller. Go ahead, Gabriel.
Hello. Keeping in par with the SRA conversation, the caller that called in and the shill comment, that happens anytime I attempt to say what I felt like I needed to say. And what I wanted to talk to Kathy O'Brien about had to do with the suicide program that gets kicked on when an individual talks about the experiences that they had. I had a conversation with someone that was brought to me by a friend that I had been working with.
Oh, yeah, we can see Kathy, even though she's broken most of the programming. When I wanted to talk about the abuse, no, she didn't want to do it.
Yeah, well, that's because there's so many layers that are built in and sequences that get triggered that bring things up into their domain, up into their spiritual body. And the stuff that this lady shared with me was unbelievable. She had scars all over her arms, like the victim that I talked to. And as she started to talk about it, there were four of us sitting around there praying for her. And just to hear her story was profound. And I wanted just to mention bits and pieces of it because it's prudent to the SRA conversation. She had came from a Kabbalah satanic family. She was raised to harbor and transfer and hold multiple demons at the same time, and transfer them to children while they were doing the ritualized, sexualized abuse. And she talked to me about some of the things that they made them do to get them ready for this.
And again, let's explain, these are energetic aliens invading through the space-time continuum. Everyone makes jokes, all the math proves it now. Wow, that's incredible. Thanks for the call. All right, we're out of time. I apologize to Matt Bragg, I'm making him hold 17 minutes, because I really wanted to get him on for his expertise on Iran. He's dead on about that, former Navy SEAL best-selling author, but he wants to talk about Epstein right now. So I'm going to hand the baton to Andrews. Remember, we're funded by you. We've got a sale ends tomorrow night at midnight. 53% off on all the supplements, all the Patriot apparel, all the knives. Biggest sale of the year ends tomorrow night. TheAlexJonesStore.com. Can't do it without you. Thank you so much. Matt Bracken, I hand the baton to you. Thank you so much, my friend.
Thank you, Alex. It's been quite a week. I don't want to sound like we're just beating this dead horse like it's... like we're watching mainstream news and it's all about the Guthrie story. But the Epstein story, I think, is not going away. It's going to be permanent with us for a while.
I said I was leaving, but if Trump doesn't do the right thing now, he is the Epstein presidency. He has been tricked into this. He's not involved for all our evidence. I mean, this is the white pillars say, oh, don't help the Democrats. Shut about it. No, it's not going away. Can Trump even get out of this now?
It's the ultimate tar baby. He took your advice, Barnes, others. You've got to release everything, because he may not be tarred, but the worry is who said that that Trump told her? I guess it was MTG that it would be
MTG
too embarrassing.
MTG told me 2 months ago, I'm probably going
to
leave Congress before she even did. She said he told me. He goes, this will embarrass my friends.
Right. And like Howard Lutnick, who shared five stories of a common wall. Okay. I mean, in Intel world, this is like East 71st Street, a couple blocks from Central Park.
And then he lied and said that was the only time they met. And meanwhile, he's at the island. He's done.
But in terms of if this is an Intel operation, you have to study, where did these people come from? Where did they get their wealth? How did they go from, like, wonderkin to billionaire?
Well, let's say
by 30,
they're Israeli operatives. I mean,
as far as I'm concerned, there might as well have been revolving doors between 9 and 11. And you know, God has a sense of humor putting them in number 9-11 on, you know, sharing a
when
wall.
When Lutnick got out of the building and everybody else died on 9-11.
Yeah, Lutnick dropped, you know, Lutnick was at work every day, except that day he decided to take his daughter to school instead of a driver taking her to school. I mean, and he's got a very compelling story, and I'm very sympathetic. He was on an operating table for like 10 hours on a blood machine, you know, doing invasive heart surgery with no expectation of surviving. So, you know, you have to think, what's he at when you go through that experience? What's left to like? What cards are you going to hold? But I think that there are still a lot of cards that people are holding. I had high hopes for Kash Patel and Dan Bongino when they went to the FBI. And then a month later, they're like, they've got that deer in the headlight look, like, I've seen things that would like shake the palace foundation like an earthquake, and I can't even talk about it. That's the only way I can interpret that look on their face, that like shocked look. And, you know, Bongino's trying to rehab his podcast. That's not going to work. Bannon now, he's tarred with this tar baby. I think he's done. Trump, just by appearing to be continuing a cover-up, continuing to employ Pam Bondi, total mistake. But it, you know, this is such a pervasive stink, and it's not just an American political story. This is a world story. You know, in Iran, in Russia, they're holding this up as, look at who the leaders of the West are, satanic pedophiles. You know, if you're on team NATO, team America, you're on team pedophile. And how does this even happen? You know, where can this come from? And I compare this to, how do people self-select for this? You know, it's well known for a long time that psychopaths have a chameleon ability. It's like the evil side of, I think it was Buckminster Fuller. He wrote a book many decades ago, How to Win Friends and Influence People. It's basically listen to them and then feedback what they want to hear. You know, that's, you know, in a sincere, honest way, but it's like a salesman. What does the person want to talk about? Become a chameleon, mirror that back to them. So psychopaths have what I would call psychopath gaydar. Everybody's probably heard of gaydar. It's how, you know, men at a party can, without, you know, handing over a card or winking or sticking their tongue out, which might get them punched in the face, they have to, like, you know, like insects with pheromones or their antennas, they've got a kind of just a little bit of eye contact, a little bit of suggestion. That's called gaydar. I think that the psychopaths that do so well in politics also have like a psychopath gaydar. And they absolutely excel at being the chameleon. This is why so many politicians can change, you know, 180 degrees over their career. They can go into office on one, you know, steering one way, and 20 years later you forget, and now they're steering another way, because they're just psychopaths that use that chameleon ability to project back what people want to see. And in the mob world, I'm going to compare three things: gangs, the mafia, and this psychopath class. In gangs, it's very common. How do you vet a new gang member, right? I mean, you know, he's from your neighborhood, he speaks your language. But how do you vet him? Well, you have him commit a murder. You'll tell him, walk up and shoot that cop that's sitting in that parked car. And if you do that, we know, number one, you'll pull the trigger when you're told. But also, we've now got criminal culpability we can hold over you. You can go to prison for the rest of your life. So you're now in our gang because, you know, you're going to know our secrets, but we've got a secret on you. We told you to kill that guy, and you did. Walk into that bodega and just shoot the guy, and you do. So they've got a hold on you. In the mafia, in the old mafia, you know, the Goodfellas mafia, you had to be from Sicily, nothing else. You know, that was like part of the plot of the movie. Joe Pesci can't kill a made guy, and they wind up wiping him out because he's not from Sicily. He's not a made guy. But in this psychopathic class, you have some, you know, British royals, you have people from Switzerland, all different countries, France. So how do they activate their psychopathic gaydar to know who's who? Well, I think that one way is you get invited to the island and you go and you want more and more. So you know, you're shown the massage table in Lutnick's case. Lutnick says, "Oh, I saw that. Me and my wife, we were done. We want nothing to do with this creep." But what if you get the massage? You get further and further. You get pulled further and further along. And there's, you know, that you, they, your vices are used against you. If it's gambling, you know, oh, wow, you just had the best luck of your life in Vegas. Yeah, at the blackjack table where the blackjack dealer's, you know, throwing you 21 every time. And you love it. You love getting on that Gulfstream jet. You love taking those vacations at these quote unquote, you know, seminars. You know, it's very seductive. Even I think Steve Bannon can get sucked into that. When these guys, these leading psychopaths, when they suddenly become billionaires, George Soros, you know, goes from Hungarian or from refugee crossing from Hungary. Next thing you know, a couple years later, he's a, you know, billion-dollar hedge fund in London. How does that happen? Well, these Satan acolytes, if they're billionaires, they've got like a gravitational pull on everybody that would love to be rich. And if you're a billionaire, $1 million are like what you can drop for a tip. That's a weekend. So buying people or pulling them into your greed gravity, like I think even could happen with Bannon. So a Bannon, strong personality, I think a good man, and he thinks, I'm going to use Epstein's money. Epstein's not going to influence me. I'm just going to take the money and give him a little coaching. But you're sucked into that gravitational field. And I think even Trump was sucked into that gravitational field. And you know, you see this torch being passed generation to generation. These creeps tend to cultivate a mentor relationship with young potential creeps. When you look at people like, for example, obviously Barack Obama, he starts his career in Bill Ayer's living room. You know, Bill Ayer's weather underground bomber. Then he becomes a leading professor, not only a professor, he's writing the textbooks that our kids are using. And he's leading Obama into, all these doors open. You win this race. You win that race. You know, all of your opposition gets nuked at the last minute and you slide into the Senate. You slide into the presidency. You can say the same thing happened with Bill Clinton. Oh, Rhodes Scholar, Fulbright Scholarship, straight to London, straight to Moscow. He's on his way. Power relationship with Hillary. You know, these disciples of Satan, I think that they're cultivated, they're deep selected, and they're always moving forward. And like Alex has said about like the vampires, it doesn't mean that Dracula himself never dies, but Dracula, the vampire, finds a new vampire to pass the torch to, because this is a long-running satanic force that we're battling. This is not something that's just new in this century. And we'll talk about more about this on the other side of this break. Be right back.
Now, this is an emergency flash sale. It funds our operation, and these are incredible products. This is the biggest sale of the year right now at thealexjonesstore.com. Store-wide, all the supplements, all the apparel, the ball caps, the T-shirts, all of it, the hoodies, the sweaters, the incredible supplements, ultramethylene blue, our proprietary ultramethylene red, the Irish sea moss, the Shilajit, all of it until tomorrow at midnight. We extended it one day, store-wide, 52% off. So I'm saying this live on air on February 17th, Tuesday. Tomorrow, February 18th at midnight Central Time, the sale will end. Storewide, 52% off. Ends tomorrow night at midnight. This is an alert. So go to thealexjonesstore.com now. There's a popular online meme, Alex Jones was right. Well, I'm not always right, but I'm right about 98% of the time, and I strive to be right. And not just with the news and information we cover and my predictions, but with the products we bring you. And all the products at thealexjonesstore.com are amazing. But the most powerful, the one that 99% of people have basically instant results with, I bet like 3 people out of 500 I've given to that didn't feel anything, is our Ultra Methylene Blue, made in Florida and 10 times stronger. Incredible energy. 99% of people within 30 minutes feel the energy, no letdown, and it's so good for your cells. It would take hours to get into all the things it does for your body. Ladies and gentlemen, it's available right now, back in stock. Get yours, and it keeps this broadcast and what we do on the air, so it's a 360 win. If you don't get our Ultra Methylene Blue, you're really missing out, and it really is better than any methylene blue I've ever taken. Believe me, you're missing out if you don't go to thealexjonesstore.com and get our Ultra Methylene Blue. It is simply insane.
You were just telling me that you had a brain disease, and you, what did you do to fix it?
I found this guy, he's a functional medicine guy, and he got me on Methylene Blue, and that instantly stopped everything.
I'd take it.
Okay.
Yeah.
I take it every day as well. And
yeah, RFK Jr. told me about it.
Yeah, man, it's fantastic. And so this guy's injecting in 1890, injects these rats with it, and then does an autopsy on these things. And their brain, the brainstem, every single nerve is blue. So he discovered this methylene blue has an affinity for neuronal tissue. So he says, well, it's sucking into neurons and working in the body. So we started putting it in humans, and we found out it's an MAOI, which helps with depression and anxiety and all kinds of life stress and stuff. It is so incredible that it acts as an electron donor to mitochondria, especially your neuronal mitochondria. So it helps you produce more ATP, and it helps you get rid of this stuff called reactive oxygen species. So you have an oxygen molecule that should have two hydrogens on it. And like your body's job is to convert stuff into water so you can pee it out. So if you get an oxygen molecule, it's got 4, 5, 1, it's a reactive oxygen, which we call free radicals. So methylene blue goes in there and balances a lot of those things out in your brain and your nervous system. So it is a miracle, and it's been proven for 100 years. It's one of the most well-proven drugs out there.
The strongest medical-grade methylene blue, and this is what I'm on. Total mitochondria cleaning, next-level energy. This is amazing. And you want to know what I'm on? Iris CMOS, Shilajit. This right here, look at that. That is power. I'm on intermittent fasting. I'm 8 to 3 o'clock today. And I stopped eating crap food, stopped drinking. That's what I'm on right there, baby.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
You are listening to an Infowars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
So when we went to break, I was talking about this satanic force that we've been fighting probably for thousands of years, and how they pass this torch generation to generation. So when you study a lot of these people, it's really interesting to study their origins. Where did they come from? In the case of Epstein himself, he was a young man who had faked academic credentials, and I believe he became a math teacher, among other subjects, at an elite prep school in New York called, it's the Hunter School. It's a prep school in Manhattan. And who was the headmaster or boss of this school? It was Bill Barr's father, who was an old OSS CIA guy. A lot of times, and you see this especially in Ivy League schools traditionally, Yale being a notable example, retired spooks or semi-retired spooks, they get sinecures as tenured professors of history or whatever subject, but they're talent spotters. They're guys that are going to deep select the future spooks and look for the guys with the potential. So you have somebody like Epstein, who I believe eventually is thrown out of this school when he's getting a reputation for being not very nice around the girls, and maybe his academic credentials were forged. But it doesn't matter. Within a decade, he's handling a $1 billion hedge fund where they only deal with billionaires. I mean, this just doesn't happen. You know, George Soros doesn't just come across, the East German or the Hungarian wall as a refugee, and a decade later, he's a billionaire and he's got the power to target entire countries' financial systems. These people are helped. Doors are opened for them. Now, even the example I would give, some of these people, maybe they're not necessarily totally evil, but they are certainly evil approximate, or they're shoulder to shoulder with a lot of these players. So you get somebody like a Peter Thiel, no computer background, no tech background. He's like philosophy major, I think philosophy and law. Somehow he becomes, the head of PayPal and eBay, and he's a billionaire, and he's got the ability to deep select the next generation. So he holds these seminars where, young leaders are offered a chance to come study under a guru like Peter Thiel and his inner circle. And lo and behold, they find a J.D. Vance. And J.D. Vance, all the doors begin to open for him. And maybe it's all great. Sometimes this mentor relationship works against the deep state or the evil forces, because some people will actually use this as their launching pad to get to the top circle and then go rogue against the people that mentored them. It's rare, but it happens. Vladimir Putin was like the mayor of St. Petersburg, Russia, after his KGB career. And he was a member of, he joined the WEF, the WEF, and he was in their young leader program at a point where that was going to open a lot of doors for him and get him to the next level. And it did. And nobody today would say he's a member of WEF. He's probably the biggest enemy of globalism. He's brought Russia back towards Christianity. I mean, there's no LGBTQ classrooms in Russia at all. There's no trans tolerance. There's no women or men and women's girl locker rooms in Russia, period. Ain't happening. So this is why the same people that loved Russia when it was communist, when it was the USSR, they hate Russia now, because it's going against everything that the globalists are for. So sometimes people will use these globalist institutions or these mentor relationships and then go rogue against their old master. So I'm hoping that that's the case with J.D. Vance. I worry about his origins, but maybe it's an example of a white knight, apprenticing under a black knight, but then he actually is a good guy. I mean, that's what I'm hoping. So always look at the origins. And of course, it'll be noted that, way more than the proportionate share will be, members of a certain religious ethnic group. That is certainly true. There is no getting around that. I mean, Epstein himself, as a young man, what Lex Wexner, billionaire, Ohio, signs over his entire fortune to Epstein, power of attorney, complete control. In what universe does this happen? I mean, it's the nexus of intel and corporate, corporate power. And sometimes it's hard to separate them. And the founders of Google, that began as a military project, a DARPA project. And you can say, well, you know, which is more powerful now? Is it all Intel? Is it all corporate? It's a eternal battle between, you know, private power and government power. I watched a video today. Michael Jan is over in the Netherlands, or he was. I think he's in Norway, going to Denmark. Anyway, he was with Catherine Austin Fitz for a couple weeks, and they put out a video. It was very interesting. You know, she's a former government insider, and now she's warning about this, the globalists closing the trap on us, and I can certainly see that happening. But that I would recommend watching that video. It's on Michael Jan's YouTube channel and Substack. We're in a perilous time, and she points out that there's a constant battle between. And you can break it down into you can use as a way of looking at it, just the control of money. If the banks completely control the money, then they control the government. And this is where Catherine Austin Fitz is talking about the coming central bank digital currency, which is going to be rolled out for us whether we like it or not. We'll give them so much control, not only over individuals, but really over governments. It'll be the bankers, in essence, that are the taxing authority, because they can just say, we're cutting off your money. We're going to allow you to have your money or not have your money. We'll allow you to only have money if you're spending it in your house. You can't leave the country with it. I mean, there's the colonel in Switzerland. I forget his name. It's a short name, begins with B. But he's been doing podcasts about how crazy the Ukraine war is. The man's totally debanked. Unless he's found a source of cash, he's essentially a homeless beggar right now. So well-known Swiss military officer, former military officer. He wasn't playing the right tunes, and in the European Union, he can't travel. He can't access his banks. I mean, they can ruin you. Catherine Austin Fitz makes a great parallel in this video that they're setting up all of these different electronic traps around us. I think that there's one of the graphics that I sent might show but none of these seem by themselves fatal, but and you might find them useful. Like, oh, I like QR codes. I like tapping my credit card. I like facial recognition. It makes things so much easier. That's it. The Solari report. That's Catherine Austin Fitz. So when I saw this, I immediately thought of a short story that I wrote a couple years ago called Trapping Feral Pigs. The way that they trap feral pigs is they set up a big cage out in the forest, but it's got gates all over it. You know, it's a fenced cage, but with open gates, and they start dumping the corn in the middle, and the pigs are very careful. They look suspicious, but they go in and out. They go in and out. It's like free corn every night. Go in there and get your free corn. And they don't notice that one by one, these gates are being closed until finally the pigs are so used to going into this cage, there's only one gate left open. And when they're all inside, they close the cage. And that's where we almost are in our technology, that we won't be able to buy or sell. Sounds like the mark of the beast. We're all going to have an ID that you can't travel without. That was part of the whole point of the COVID experiment. You know, can we just prevent people from traveling without some document that we've just ginned up completely unconstitutionally, extra legally? We're just going to say, if you don't have a vaccine card, you can't travel. Will people buy it? Well, pretty much they did. I know a lot of people that the only reason that they got jabbed and boosted was so that they could go on vacation in Europe. And I this has personal consequences, even in my own family. This turbo cancer thing is a real deal. So these people will stop at nothing. We've seen with Epstein, just as an example, how evil, there's no bottom to this evil. When I was talking earlier about how, you know, gangs will have somebody a new member, a new prospective member, murder somebody. Well, the higher you go up in this satanic pedophile cult, the worse the crime you have to commit to get to the next level. You know, the massage is just the entry level thing, but eventually you're requesting the jerky, which is cannibal meat from kidnapped children or missing children. There's no bottom to this. And the higher you go up, closer towards that power, the worse things that you're going to see and participate in. And I think this is why it's many people have said the full disclosure of the Epstein files could bring down the governments of the West. It's certainly threatening to bring down the government in England right now. And there's one thing particular about this that I hadn't seen anywhere. Somebody just mentioned this to me today, and I looked it up. You know that Epstein's 727 jet, this is not like a Gulfstream. This is like 737 sized, right? But it's older. It was called a TriStar. So it's got two engines on the rear, like a DC-9, but one up in the tail also, like a small DC-10. But something unique about the 727 and the DC-9 and a few other jets, it had a rear door, a ramp, so that if you were in some airport where they didn't have, a jetway or stairs, you could use that to get on and off the airplane at any unimproved third worldy or private island runway. Well, something unique about that is that you can actually open that in flight. You can't open a side door of a jet in flight and then close it. It's a big problem, wind blowing through. You can open that in flight. People parachute out of that. D.B. Cooper in the 70s extorted an airplane, had cash delivered, then parachuted out. You know, movies have been made about it. Well, Jeffrey Epstein, what would he want to do with a door like that? Obviously, it'd be nice for, you know, at your private island. You don't need a jetway. You've got your own stairs. But you can also toss somebody out of the back, and they're just gone. You know, at 10,000 feet, you don't need to pressurize an airplane. You can just open that and put somebody out of the back, hit the water. If it's deep water, they're never going to surface. They're as gone can be. So if the same group of people that are laughing about and requesting jerky made from people, cannibal jerky, you think that they wouldn't throw little Lolitas that are unwanted, that are like threatening to become a problem? What's the easiest way to get rid of them? Pitch them out of an airplane like that. I mean, of all the jets that Jeffrey Epstein could have bought, that's a pretty rare. There are not many of them still flying based on its age. Why would he pick that jet of all the jets? What's more convenient than a door where you can just pitch people out? A year or two ago, when I was watching Dan Bongino's show at the time, you know, no cutesy time is over. He was going to really shake up the FBI, that Dan Bongino. He said that a Secret Service agent who was in Bill Clinton's detail, this is post-presidency Bill Clinton, flew on the Lolita Express several times, and that Bill Clinton was seen to go into the rear private bedroom quarters on the Lolita Express, presumably with the, you know, young ladies. This is according to Dan Bongino, so it's total hearsay. It's Dan Bongino quoting an unidentified Secret Service agent. But apparently the back of the Lolita Express is the private bedroom quarters. Well, where are you going to get rid of somebody better than at 10,000 feet over the ocean? So you're just approaching your island. It's 1,000 feet of water. Out you go. And the people that are on the airplane that are knowledgeable about this, you think they're going to talk about it? They might be the next one out the door. They, you know, you never know when you get on that airplane. You may not get off that airplane on the ground. And, you know, the people that are in the know, that the more that they know, as they get introduced deeper and deeper into all of this, the harder it becomes to get out. It's like a Chinese finger trap. You know, it's a ratchet effect. The more you know, yeah, you have more knowledge that you could pin on Epstein and his gang, but they know that you were involved in all of this, and you're going to say that? And so you get on that airplane, you never know if you're going to land on the ground or in the water. I mean, that's just a theory, but it's pretty compelling to me. Now, I listened to Robert Barnes. He's always a great guest. I think he's one of the smartest lawyers around, smartest people, period. Follow him on X. Watch him whenever he's on Alex or other shows. He uses a term now, the Epstein class. And so does a Brit that I follow on X named Paul Weston. Paul Weston said the ruling class in the West would be better termed the Epstein class. This is like shorthand for these satanic, pedophile, greedy, billionaire vampires. This is who is running our world. And that's why it's going to be, it's a titanic battle between good and evil. That's what it is. And I think that calling this the Epstein class, it tars them the where they should be tarred. And the only way that Trump is going to get that tar off of him is to go full disclosure. But I don't think that he is, because he's surrounded by, I think, members, and a lot of his friends are members of the Epstein class. Witkoff, who do we have negotiating the Ukraine war deal and the potential Iran war deal? Kushner and Witkoff. Who's his commerce secretary? Lutnick. Who's his gatekeeper, chief staff officer? Susie Wiles, a fervent Christian Zionist. So if the worst part of this blood trail leads back to Mossad and Israel, that's another reason why they're going to keep it under wraps, the full extent of this. Because if the American people and people in the world begin to think that at its root, Epstein is an Israel operation, then that breaks the link between America and Israel forever. That would break it. Americans would say, we're done. We're just done. And now we're actually on the verge of potentially entering a completely catastrophic war on behalf of Israel, 100% on behalf of Israel. It would have already happened if Trump hadn't been getting other counsel from the military telling him how risky and dangerous this is. See, for Netanyahu, there's no downside. They can't take on Iran without the full force of American power. And if it works, and the victory for Israel would be defined as wrecking Iran. They're not looking for Thomas Jefferson to be elected. If Iran is broken into 5 or 6 warlord states, if it's a complete catastrophe like Syria, that's what Israel wants. Israel's definition of success in Syria is going from, you know, a stable regime. You may not like Assad, but a stable regime where people aren't just, you know, burned to death on the street for being the wrong religion, to being a disaster, a catastrophe. And that's what I think they want for Iran. Iran is the last big threat posed to Israel because of its ballistic missiles. And they have extremely good ballistic missiles. On the other hand, we may be exposing our weaknesses if we join in this war with Israel against Iran. It may be exposed that our military is somewhat of a decrepit paper tiger, in the sense that aircraft carriers are not that useful anymore. The aircraft carriers have to stay practically, you know, at maximum range away from Iran. Their aircraft only have like an 800 kilometer combat radius. That's well within Iranian missile range. You know, we have bases all over the Middle East that Iran can target. Iran in the 12-day war proved that they can hit individual point targets, which is a really critical distinction. If you have to fire 10 missiles at a target to have a chance of one of them doing damage, the math is against you. But if your accuracy improves to where you can aim one missile at one building and hit it, and the defense has to fire 2 defensive missiles at every incoming missile, we run out of Thads and Patriots long before Iran runs out of ballistic missiles. And there's something that happened at the end of the 12-day war. Yeah, that's the Iran's newest, biggest truck-mounted missile. So when you look at that, that has a solid rocket, it's solid propellant, as opposed to the old Scuds we remember from Desert Storm. The Scuds had to be lifted vertical and then fueled with liquid fuel, which took a long time. These solid fuel missiles can just roll out of a cave or a hiding place, erect and fire in minutes. And we're not going to be able to stop them. We couldn't even stop the Houthis from blocking the Red Sea. The only reason the Red Sea is open now is the Gaza war is over. While Israel was, you know, bombing the crap out of Gaza with American bombs, that was when the Houthis were blocking the Red Sea. We never stopped them from blocking the Red Sea. They lifted their missile barrage when the Gaza conflict wound down. But we couldn't even keep ships going through the Red Sea. If Iran goes to war with us, they can absolutely close the Strait of Hormuz. There is nothing we can do to stop that. They can close the Strait of Hormuz for weeks or months. Even if we turned Tehran into a glass parking lot, it would not open the Strait of Hormuz, because the Revolutionary Guard missile crews that are all over the Iranian side of that, like a dog leg turn of the Strait of Hormuz, hiding in cliffs and caves, they will have standing orders to not stand down under any circumstances, no matter what happens, and wait until the 30th day or the 40th day to go out, look for a ship, and shoot it. There is no chance of us forcing open the Strait of Hormuz against Iran. We couldn't force open the Red Sea against the Houthis. The Houthis are like an elementary school soccer team, you know, and the Iranians are a pro football team. We could, the whole paradigm that we've existed with since World War II, that America is the sole superpower, we just dominate everywhere we go, no matter what, we're going to win. That paradigm may be disclosed as being completely obsolete. Like, you've got a great horse cavalry, but now it's the era of the machine gun. So I really hope we are not led into a disastrous war against Iran. It will be, you know, multiples worse than Iraq or Vietnam. And if anybody says, like these idiots on Fox News, like General Keane, that we can win with air power and force a regime change and come out to a better outcome, they are smoking crack. Absolutely. That would be a disaster. Anyway, we'll see you again. You know, I've got all these books you can buy, which are great. All kind of deals, but...
Now, this is an emergency flash sale. It funds our operation, and these are incredible products. This is the biggest sale of the year right now at thealexjonesstore.com. Store-wide, all the supplements, all the apparel, the ball caps, the T-shirts, all of it, the hoodies, the sweaters, the incredible supplements, ultramethylene blue, our proprietary ultramethylene red, the Irish sea moss, the Shilajit, all of it until tomorrow at midnight. We extended it one day, store-wide, 52% off. So I'm saying this live on air on February 17th, Tuesday. Tomorrow, February 18th at midnight Central Time, the sale will end. Store-wide, 52% off. Ends tomorrow night at midnight. This is an alert. Your support keeps us on air, and I thank you so much, and I want to give back to you. For those on the fence, I want you to experience ultramethylene blue, ultramethylene red, the Shilajit, the Irish sea moss, our bovine colostrum. It's a private label, the top brand in the country, 2,000 milligrams per little scoop. So good for your skin, your hair, your eyes, your whole body. It's the first 2 weeks of milk that comes off a cow or any other mammal. Is incredible. And this is the final week. This only happens every few months, where you don't just, every time you make a purchase, get put in one time in the raffle for whatever cool American-made supercar they're having, off-road, Mustangs, you name it. You get put in 100x into the raffle, which they've never done before, in this week. And you get put in to win both vehicles, both the F-250 diesel and the Ford Mustang Shelby. That is a huge deal, and $20,000 cash.
So go to thealexjonesstore.com now.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.